Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 1, we finished with verse 10. Today we will be looking at verses 10 through 12.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready as we go right back to Titus chapter 1 in our verse-by-verse study of this great book of the Bible. I know you won't want to miss out on any part of it, so please follow along as we pick up where we left off last time. Now, we also want to encourage you to tell others about the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. Our Lamp and Light broadcast comes on at 2:30 each day on the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. Now, other networks run it at different times, and so I'd encourage you to do that. If you do not have a radio station that carries this, but you are listening by the way of internet, I could encourage you and will encourage you to go to your phone's app store. If you have the iPhone especially, go to the app store, and it's a free app at WTYG. That's all we got to put in, WTYG. And it's a free app, and you can have radio, 24/7 good gospel radio, where the music is right, the Bible preaching is right, and you will enjoy it full bore. As a matter of fact, on Sundays and Wednesday nights, we'll have our regular church services, and then we'll also have revival meetings. When we're having a revival meeting, don't miss out on any part of that. Well, I hope you have your Bibles ready now. We're in the book of Titus chapter 1 as we do this verse-by-verse study. Now, last time, we had finished this first part. So let me just look at that real briefly again. We have seen godly persons, godly preachers, and then next, we were getting started on gaudy presentations, verses 10 through 12. And we told you then that gaudy is defined as tastelessly or extravagantly bright, showy. These are unruly and vain, bright, showy people. This is the kind of people they are. And of course, when you think of Tinseltown, when you think of all these things of that nature, you're thinking of the word gaudy, whether you realize it or not. They're vain talkers. They're deceivers. And so you go on looking at that. So let's just start up again, verses 10 through 12 here of Titus chapter 1. And he says there, "For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things they ought not for filthy lucre's sake." That's why they teach, for filthy lucre's sake. So things they ought not. And this preaching where you go into the churches, they're either motivational psychology preaching instead of Bible preaching. They're doing that for filthy lucre's sake. Verse 12 says, "One of them themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies." Well, we'll look at that, slow bellies, when we come to it. I just think that's a humorous term, although it's not meant to be humorous. It's meant to be exactly accurate in how it's used and how it's describes here. So, having said that, now we want to just go on and look at this. Now, the preachers that Titus is supposed to be ordaining. Now, he's given a list. That's what we've been looking at these verses for, the qualifications of those that he's supposed to ordain for the ministry as a pastor and minister to the local church. And so these people, they're ordaining for the ministry. They have qualifications. And so we're seeing these qualifications in these verses. And so we see they must be ready against the gaudy, vain talkers who also stand and try to shine brightly their lack of submission. Their lack of submission to God-given authority. Vain talkers. They'll talk of things that promote the flesh, not the spirit. And so when you look at how the Bible addresses them and speaks of them, it's never something that's really, oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that wonderful what it's just saying about them? No, it's not. Not in this case. It's not sweet at all. Matter of fact, see, when you look at gaudy talkers, they're trying to incorporate things that their flesh wants to do, what the world wants to do. And they have that love for the world, although they want to be a part of a religious organization. Most often, it seems like they're trying to change it to justify the acts of the flesh. In James chapter 4, verse 4, boy, the Holy Spirit through the pen of James. Now understand, whether it's the book of James or whether it's in Thessalonians where Paul the apostle is writing, whether, no matter which book it is, that word for word, these words are breathed out by the Holy Spirit. Those great apostles, those great men of God that are just putting those words there that have become the word of God, they were the word of God that were breathed out by the Spirit of God, and they were told to write those words. Even when those words were like personal testimonies of these men, yet added to that was these things. So now, having said that, James 4:4, he says, ye adulterers and adulteresses. Now, most of the time we see that word adulterer or adulteress, we're thinking of a man or a woman who cheats on their marriage. And that's usually the way it's used in the Bible. But since the saved today are called the bride of Christ, we found in the Old Testament Israel was his bride, his wife. And so when you see these things, adulterer and adulteresses, in the spiritual sense of it, now he's looking at those who cheat on the holiness, the righteousness, and the word of God, the God that they're to be committed to, the one who is the husbandman, the promised one for them, the one who would save their soul. So you see, it says ye adulterers and adulteresses. Now, if you're not married, you cannot be an adulterer or an adulteress. Therefore, if you're not saved, you can't be committing adultery against God and been adulterous against God. You're just sinning against God in those things. But then added to it, if you are saved, is that it's not only just sin, it's adultery, which makes it that far worse for a saved person than an unsaved person. So he says, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God. You know what that word enmity means? It means to be actively opposed to. Actively opposed to God. How? Well, he says, know you not that it's enmity against God. You're opposing God. You're opposing God with your actions. You're opposing God with these things. And it's empty. And send a question, form of a question. It says, don't you know that? Don't you know that? You are working against God. And so he says, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So as you walk in this life, if you're saved, and yet you will walk in those things and you will do those things, he says that you are a friend of the world, then, wow, you're not good at all as a Christian. You're the one, if you are saved, you'll be saved just so as by fire. You're the one that 1 John 2:28 refers to as ashamed at his appearing. You'll be one of those, as we read in Revelation chapter 22 and 21, should I say, near the end, after the white throne judgment, after all of those judgments have taken place, and this eternal kingdom is set up, that he has to dry those tears once again, as you've seen those people that were cast into the lake of fire because of our sorry testimony and things that weren't made right. So we look at this thing and we say, wow, God is serious about this, isn't he? And the answer is, yes, God is very serious. Jude 4 speaks of this kind of person when he says, they turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. Lasciviousness is anything goes. Anything goes. Now, you think about that. Here they are. These people thought, well, hey, we've got liberty. We've got grace to do this. We've got liberty to social drink. We've got liberty to dress immodestly. We've got liberty to go watch those filthy movies. We've got liberty to dance. We've got liberty to do whatever it is. And the truth of the matter is, you're trying to add a word from the Bible to justify the acts of the flesh, and that is filthy, that is rotten, that is low down in God's sight. So when we look at it, one speech, the speech that you have, should be divine and holy, you might say, or acceptable unto God, truly acceptable unto God. So again, we must be ready against the gaudy, vain talkers who also try to shine brightly their lack of submission to God, to God's authority. Vain talkers will talk of the things of the flesh. Now, let's see further evidence of that in 1 John chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, because their speech lacks the fruit of the divine and holy. The things, you might say, of higher spiritual value. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 5, it says, they are of the world. Therefore, now you've heard me say it before, when you see the word therefore, it is as you're going this direction, this is what's going on, or this is what you need to be doing. Wherefore, as you stop and take care of this thing right now. Well, right now, they're walking in the wrong way. Therefore, speak they of the world. That's where their heart is. And the world hears them. Why does the world hear them? Because they speak of the world. They act like the world. That's why they've got the rock music in their churches. That's why they've got this and that. You know what I've heard more often in the last 20 years than I had any time before is, well, you've got to change. You know, the culture has changed. Life has changed. Now, I remember back in the 1960s, I was witness to a Catholic young man. And I said, man, that's the Bible. He says, well, you know, in the age that we live in, the Bible has to change.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.